WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. We're diving into something pretty powerful today. Positive affirmations. I know, it might sound a little cheesy at first, but trust me on this one. These aren't just fluffy words. They're seriously effective tools for shaping your mindset and setting yourself up for success each day. Ever wake up feeling like you're already behind? You know that feeling when the world seems to be spinning faster than you can keep up? Well, positive affirmations are like a mental reset button, helping you flip the script and start your day with intention and confidence. Here is the deal. Our brains are constantly chattering away, running through thoughts, worries, and anxieties. Often, these negative voices take center stage, pulling us down before we even have a chance to get going. But what if we could consciously choose those positive thoughts instead? That's exactly where affirmations come in. They're like little pep talks for your mind, reinforcing beliefs that empower you and set the tone for a more productive, fulfilling day. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to build a house on shaky ground, right? Same goes for your mental game. Positive affirmations strengthen that foundation by replacing self-doubt with belief, fear with courage, and negativity with optimism. Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to master the art of positive affirmations. 1. Make it personal. Generic affirmations like "I am successful" might not resonate as deeply as something tailored to your specific goals or challenges. Think about what areas you want to improve and craft affirmations that directly address those needs. Want to be more confident? Try "Irradiate confidence and charisma." Struggling with procrastination? Affirm, "I am focused and committed to my tasks." 2. Keep it present tense. Don't say "I will be successful." Instead, say "I am successful." This subtle shift helps your brain rewire itself to believe in the present reality of the affirmation. It's about owning your goals and intentions right now, not waiting for some future date. 3. Feel the emotion. Words are powerful, but emotions amplify their impact. When you say an affirmation, really feel it. Imagine yourself already living that belief. The more genuine you're feeling, the stronger the connection your brain makes with the statement. 4. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Like any new habit, consistency is key. Sprinkle affirmations throughout your day first thing in the morning, during a midday break, or even before bed. Write them down, say them out loud, visualize them, make it a part of your routine. The more you repeat them, the more they become ingrained in your subconscious mind. 5. Don't be afraid to experiment. What works for one person might not work for another. Try different affirmations, phrases, and delivery methods until you find what resonates with you. There's no right or wrong way to do this, just keep experimenting and see what sparks the positive energy within you. Okay, let's get real. Imagine this. You wake up feeling groggy, your to-do list seems miles long, and you're already battling self-doubt before the day even begins. Now, imagine taking a few minutes to recite some powerful affirmations. Picture yourself acing that presentation, crushing your workout goals, or simply radiating calmness and confidence throughout the day. See what I mean? By harnessing the power of positive affirmations, you can transform those initial feelings of overwhelm into a sense of purpose and momentum. Remember, every thought is a seed planted in the garden of your mind. Choose to cultivate positivity and watch your day blossom into something truly remarkable. Remember, the key takeaways here are personalizing your affirmations, feeling the emotion behind them, repeating them consistently, and experimenting until you find what works for you. So go ahead, start planting those seeds of positivity today. You've got this. I'll be here tomorrow with another episode packed with tools to help you conquer your day. Don't forget to share your favorite affirmations in the comments below. Let's inspire each other.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.